Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 16, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
For January 29th, 2018, my name is Jack O'Brien, aka my neck, my back, my pussy, and my jack.
Ooh. Hey!
Oh, that is courtesy of Jose Antonio Reyes.
Great Arsenal player.
Also, yeah, I'm a fan of his work.
Thank you,
and he also had it slightly wrong, but our guest today came in and corrected it for
us. Yes.
And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Yes, your boy Miles, a.k.a. Driving Miss Grazy. Thank you, Chris Hillier. I believe that's how you pronounce it, at Jedi Chris on Twitter. I appreciate the a.k.a. Zeit Gang, so keep them coming.
And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious performer, Lacey Mosley.
Hey.
Hey.
Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Drake's future baby mama.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
See, high goals
in
life.
That's the secret. The secret in action. Do you have a vision board?
I do, actually. Cardi B is on my vision board because I'm trying to have a Cardi B glow up this year, just like
me
real
too.
Fast.
That was 0 to 100.
To 100.
Real quick.
But I got some basic shit on my vision board too, like drink more water as okay. I drink a Red Bull.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't have
there
to
is a lot
that.
Of water in Red Bull. It's mostly water.
Thank you.
Think about it.
See, loopholes. See?
Lacey, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are as a human being?
Something from my search history that's revealing about who I am right now. God, I have been Googling. Okay, so I Googled GIF of a black woman fighting a white man.
Just to get yourself ready for this podcast.
A GIF, yeah, a GIF that I really need on
your
my
vision
phone.
Board? Yeah.
Wait. Is this one of those moments where you've seen a GIF and then you're trying to find it again, or you were just trying to summon something?
I was
of the
trying
situation?
To find the specific, like, I've started, like, going on dates, with a man who is white. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this is appropriate. I need to get this GIF.
Like
so
something
I can
to
send it
text
to
him.
Him.
Yeah.
I would be like, this better not be us.
Or like, you know, like this, like a threat.
Oh yeah. Right, like, you don't want this smoke. Nobody wants this.
Free smoke. Lacey, what's something that is overrated?
Ooh, something that is overrated right now. I would have to say, oh gosh, it's music that I just am so tired of hearing on the radio. Mumble rap. It's so bad to say mm-hmm. that. It's so bad to say it because mm-hmm. I love trap music and stuff, but I'm really tired of mumble rap.
Anyone in particular?
Ooh, all the lils. That XXXTentacion.
Tentacion? That fucking domestic abuser.
Yeah, he's crazy as fuck.
He's a fucking crazy domestic abuser.
Do you know the Migos jumped him, right?
I heard about this, yeah, but I didn't see it.
And then he put up a video online, and like he was like, right? How are you guys going to jump me? But y'all didn't shoot me, though. Y'all didn't shoot. Like, he was mad that they didn't shoot him.
Oh, man. He's right. Troubled.
Anyway, I just kind of want rap. I like all the Cheeto braids, and I just think that we could calm it down a little bit.
You're not here for a little Uzi Vert? Little Lucifer? As we all know what that means.
I'm good on that. I could do with more Kendrick Lamar's, and like maybe I'm getting older. Maybe that's it. Damn. But so, but now that I turn on the radio,
back
I'm
in my
like,
day,
what about EXO Tour Life? Did you like EXO
down.
Tour Life as a song?
No.
Wow. I was
really?
Saying All My Friends Are Dead pushed me to the edge. Like,
it was comedic. It was, oh, yeah, yeah. It was funny.
I was never like, you know what? This is what music has to be. I think that's the thing with mumble rap. It's like a guilty pleasure.
It is.
Because like mm-hmm. they're fun to just kind of be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm in the mood, but now I turn on the radio and it's all mumble
yeah,
rap.
I'm not like headphoning it. We're like, leave me alone. I have to listen to Lil Pump right now and just get in the zone. Like, that does not happen.
Me and
Lil
my grandma take meds.
Where it crosses the line for me. I just can't. I can't get into Lil Pump.
You don't do meds with your grandma?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a while. What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated right now? Ooh, what am I in love with? Kesha. I'm going to throw it to Kesha. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kesha's hella underrated. I feel like she got swept under the rug for the Me Too movement when she really put her career on the whole line.
Yeah.
And then like her newest album is not, Sophie and I were talking about this earlier, it wasn't getting a lot of love. And I think it should have got more love.
You know, it's funny too. A lot of guests came in here, like especially right around the time it came out, and they were always putting that up as their underrated was her album.
Yeah.
I think Solomon Giorgio and a few other people too.
So the story is that she was sexually assaulted by Dr. Luke, and then Sony wouldn't let her out of her contract with them and, like, made her make albums with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sony didn't take any heat for that either. Like,
Jesus
normally a company would take a lot of heat socially. I guess it was just Kesha. Just, I don't know.
I think it could just be different times, too. Like, if that was happening now, I'm sure it would be much harder for them to kind of act like, well, hey, we're just making sure people honor the contracts kind of thing and like hiding behind the contract. Cause I feel like that was the defense and that's where she
lawyers.
Lost. Right. They're like, this is the agreement. But who knows if that happened in 2018, I think it'd be a different story. I hope it'd be a different story.
Right.
Should have been a different story when it happened in the first place.
And I feel like a lot of people like me probably were only vaguely aware of the story. Like I knew there was a dude named Dr. Luke who had assaulted her, but I didn't know that Sony specifically. I feel like the very specific, like, that this massive corporation made her work with him and continue working with him is maybe an underrated part of the story.
For sure.
That they have, you know, millions and millions of dollars in the bank that they've, like, spent trying to keep that not part of the story. Like, last night, Kesha performed at the Grammys, and we're going to talk about the Grammys, but it was clear that there was some significance in her song, and you know there was a really cool speech by Janelle Monáe right before she performed, but nobody was like, "And fuck Sony." And in fact, Sony like came out and tweeted at the time during the performance, "All love."
Then deleted it real quick.
Right, and then deleted it. Was like, "Oh, is that not appropriate to
no?"
Just
no.
Be like, "Haha, we got away with it."
Right.
Who is this intern?
Right. Like, exactly.
Take it down, Jessica.
All right, let's get into format. We're trying to take a sample of what people are thinking and talking about right now, today, at this moment, at the moment we record it. And we like to start out by asking our guest, what is a myth? What is something that people are talking or thinking about that they are wrong about?
So my myth is going to come from people judging me about this, but I turned the Amber Alerts off on my phone. I know. I turned them off because they were just getting on my nerves.
I can't believe you.
But look,
this may overshadow me not getting a flu shot for the Zyka. Probably not.
Less
and
than
you know,
5% of kids are found through the Amber Alerts on your phone, and everyone gets them. And less than 5% recorded or actually discovered from your phone. When was the last time you saw a gray Nissan?
I drive a gray Nissan.
It's always a gray Nissan.
Hey, don't put me on trial right now.
Wait. If you drive a gray Nissan, I'm going to start looking at you different.
Primer
we know
gray.
That's an abductor
Primer
car.
Gray. You got that Sentra.
Green Hondas, also an abductor car. Yes.
I must identify with super producer Nick Stump was saying that he always seems to get like alerts that a gold car. And I feel like I've seen so many alerts that a gold car, which you'd think would stand out.
I feel like it's always Saturns.
Right.
Yeah, that's Saturn's an abductor car, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not vans anymore, guys. It's not the white van like back in the day.
Because people are automatically looking at them for children. Like, they're looking in the window like, all right.
You cannot be a
child.
Grown man and drive a van without having kids.
It's too high.
You can't even be like, I work in production. I have to carry a lot of gear. Like, they're like, mm-mm.
Let's get some windows in there.
I'm sorry. Just so I can hear you out before, you know, people start coming.
I know, I'm
going to
get dragged.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, look, we did it. But is it because you don't want to be annoyed by the Amber Alerts, or you're just like, this is futile, so I'm not going to engage in it?
Well, see, I don't want to motivate people not to have it. Like, I think sometimes rules are for other people. Like, if everybody else keeps doing it, I don't have to. So if y'all keep your Amber Alerts on and keep looking for...
That's the same logic people use to not vote. Well, everybody else is going to vote. I don't need what difference going to make if I vote. Come on
now. Don't do this to me. I vote.
All right. All right. We'll drop that.
Just Googled Amber Alerts pointless. And I got a CNN story from 2013. Amber Alert successes. More than 650 kids rescued. So
okay, but they said 38 of those kids were from the Amber Alerts on your phone. Amber Alerts in general are successful, but the ones that hit your phone...
Got it.
I see.
Yeah, as opposed to the ones where it's like broadcast on the highway, and so everybody's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the phone thing seems inefficient, at the very least.
Yeah, and it's not something that I think we should take away, because if it's 5%, if it's one kid who gets found from the phone, that's great.
Thank you.
So y'all keep looking for them.
Yeah.
But I won't.
You're just not here for that.
Damn, now I feel like I gotta turn them back on.
Is it just merely because it's so intrusive? Because, if you don't have your phone on set, it will fucking cause a heart attack, because it's loud and it's like...
And like I feel like I must live in a bad neighborhood. We looked it up. It's like 18 sexual predators or registered sex offenders per mile, because my phone is always going off with Amber Alerts.
Damn.
People
really?
Are always getting snatched. I gotta move out the ghetto.
So are they targeted that specifically, like geographically?
Yeah,
because
they do.
I feel like
the
ones that I get are always like in Irvine or something.
Yeah.
I don't live in Irvine, for listeners.
Now, that I can't speak to for sure, but I know to a certain extent they're obviously targeted geographically.
Right, right, right.
But I feel like I get more than other people.
Hmm. Maybe they just know that you are, they're like, she could be like a crime fighter if she wanted to be. She's got that
down,
vigilante vibe to her.
Taking down the PC-290s.
Oh, yes.
Penal Code 290, the sex offenders for all my lawyers out there.
Weird that you know that. All right, let's get into the Grammys, you guys, because those were on last night. Low rating. Sorry.
I mean, it's weird. I'll tell you why. So before everyone starts thinking I'm a sex offender, when I was lobbying, we had to have a full-on sexual harassment training, and the person doing it was a lawyer, and she casually was like, and it won't matter unless you're PC-290, and you just glazed over, and I was like, I'm sorry, what was that? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, that's legal speak for a sex offender. And I thought that was such a nuanced way to say sex offender. That's why I remember. Anyway, get the spotlight off me.
Okay,
what about those Grammys, man?
Spotlight. Nissan.
Hey, Spotlight was a cool movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So Grammys, you guys. There was a lot of political intrigue around this. This morning, the big headline I'm seeing a lot is that it was the most low ratings that the Grammys have ever gotten. Drudge had that as his main story for the day. Grammys crash and burn.
Ugh.
Which I expect every single live event or, you know, awards show to be the worst that has ever happened, just because people are cord cutting. And
for sure.
Yeah.
Especially something like this that breaks down so conveniently into YouTube clips. It just feels like, I wouldn't expect that many people to actually be watching it on CBS. But apparently, whether it's because of a long term trend or because people objected to the political content, that is the implication that the Drudge Report wants us to take away.
Oh, because too many liberal artists were using a soapbox.
Kendrick Lamar's political statement and the fact that Hillary was involved in a sketch where they were reading the Fire and Fury
Which is amazing. Book.
Yeah, which was kind of funny. I mean, it was a solid sketch. The premise being that next year, the Grammy for audiobook presentation, which is a Grammy, is definitely going to go to whoever reads Fire and Fury. And they tried different people out. And the punchline was they had Hillary Clinton reading some of it. But by far, the best moment is Cardi B was reading it.
Queen Cardi, first of her name.
Right. I think we have audio of that.
Cardi B.
If Trump was not having his 6:30 dinner with Steve Bannon, then more to his liking, he was in bed by that time with a cheeseburger. Why am I even reading this shit? I can't believe this. I can't believe that he really, this how he lives his life.
Yo, the video, that's not even written because you can tell she's right. Looking off camera like at the producer or whatever.
She just can't believe
she
it.
She really can't believe it.
Yeah.
Or she's the greatest actress ever.
Right. Like,
and if she is, either way, Cardi, you're always winning.
Yeah, she's...
Despite not winning a fucking thing yesterday.
Right. So that was the other kind of reaction that I saw is that they did not, and this is shocking for the Grammys because the Grammys always gets it right.
They always get it right.
Right. I mean, we count. I just don't listen to music until the Grammys happen for that year. And then I'm just like, all right, whoever the Grammys gave it to, that was the best music of the year.
I listen to one album a year. Right. And it was whatever the Grammys say is the album of the year.
Right.
And so, then I wait 365
here
days.
Here we go. Bruno Mars. A album about, like, sex music for somebody who's never had sex, as we've established before on the Daily Zeitgeist. He just has that energy, man. He seems like a fun girl in high school. He's just like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, I don't know. He just seems like a fun gal, but not the dude who I want singing my, like, sultry music about a...
No Versace on the floor?
No, I don't buy
That's
it.
Not accessible to me. Yeah. How about like an old towel from the trunk
Target
of my car
on the floor?
Yeah, exactly.
Massimo on the floor.
What's the one Target brand that they do for towels? Anyway, that brand.
On the floor. The show opened with a Kendrick Lamar performance that was really dope. There was a part where... So at one point the screen flashes, this is a satire by Kendrick Lamar, which was weird because it was like... an ultra serious performance, but super producer Nick Stump pointed out that immediately after that, The Edge and Bono like strode out onto stage, which I don't know, they're like being the most self-serious people in the world. It was just funny to imagine that he was just being like, this is the satire, these guys coming out and thinking that with their rock and roll music, they can solve everything that
but they used to be a band with a message.
Right. They did.
And now
they still have a message. We just don't want to hear it.
Right.
I guess. But I mean, like, you know, back in the day when U2 first came out, like they were good with their protest music. And we were kind of talking about how they sort of lost touch, I guess, over the years, especially when Bono forgot how to count in Spanish also.
Why? What'd he say?
In one of the songs, he's like, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Yeah, that's right. 14?
14.
1, 2, 3, 14. Bro, you missed 11 fucking numbers in between.
He was going 0 to 100.
I just remember when Colin Farrell, I think, was on SNL one year pretending to be it, and he just leaned into that so bad. He's like, catorce. It was like the best fucking sketch. But for Spanish speakers out there, we're like, something is wrong here. And they're proud. Look, who knows? There might be a hidden message in there that I totally missed, but... based off what I'm hearing, not.
So Bruno Mars basically swept. He had the song of the year, the record of the year, which are two separate things. Like record, I guess, is like more for production and stuff. Song is like songwriting. He won both of those. He won album of the year. I don't know anybody who was like, that was a great album, Bruno Mars album. But he defeated Kendrick. We've talked before. The Grammys never get anything right. And in fact, just like all you have to do is look back at some of their recent work. They've continuously, like last year, they gave it to Adele over Beyonce. They love just giving the award to middle of the road pop artist over Beyonce and Kendrick.
You said that over Adele? You said middle of the road pop artist.
I'm sorry. I love Adele.
Here come the Adele Hive.
Seems like a lot of fun. She's very smart, and I cry every time I hear her music. Great voice,
but you know, terrible.
Great mind.
Terrible choice in football teams.
Right. So I don't know.
Well, she supports Tottenham, and that's a whole other issue.
Okay,
but the album of the year, though, how the I don't know. I look at that.
Album of the Year. Yeah, Damn is like going to go down as a great.
Damn or Awaken My Love. That fucking Childish Gambino album was fucking insane to me.
Insane.
And so is Damn. I don't. Man, I don't know. This is the thing I think we were saying too before the show. Are we even surprised anymore? Like, I don't even know if it's worth getting like upset because the Grammys haven't been shit for
In
a long
2000,
time.
Steely Dan won for Album of the Year over Radiohead's Kid A and the Marshall Mathers LP. Steely Dan, like, this was them coming back together after like 15 years and just being like old white dudes, you know, who like were getting back together one last time. In 1988, the year of like Metallica and Guns N' Roses, Jethro Tull, the flute like rock band, won for like metal album of the year. It's just like they are amazing at getting things extremely aggressively wrong.
Well, you just have to look at the committee,
right?
Like, you know, when everybody's holding it down for like the AARP, or like, you know, when everyone is voting, looks like they were at the Byron Nelson this year.
Right.
Like, you know, you're not, they're not going to understand albums like Awaken My Love. And like Beck, Beyonce lost to Beck last year.
Right.
So
2 years ago, but yeah.
Or 2 years ago, 2 years ago. You're right.
What do we do? You know, I think we just got to stop. I mean, SZA fucking didn't win New Artist of the Year.
Yeah. Jay-Z got shut out.
Which I understood that.
Jay-Z getting shut out.
He cheated on Beyonce. You don't get no awards for cheating on Beyonce. I don't care how good this album. That whole album should have been contrition. If the album was just him crying for 12 tracks, maybe.
I'm sorry, B.
Yeah, he was still trying to seem cool and shit. I'm like, nah, fam, you cheated on Beyonce. No awards.
It could also be because he also just doesn't fuck with the Grammys anymore anyway. Right. He refused to perform on the Grammy stage. So
yeah,
he has a very tortured relationship with the Grammys.
Because he recognizes that they never give hip hop. Like in 1991, they gave Album of the Year, I think, to Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff instead of Public Enemy. Like, they just traditionally will go with whatever the whitest version.
Yeah, but I mean, to give them credit though, this is a like. Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff did really help to mainstream hip hop, like in the early 90s. I think that's a contribution people overlook a lot.
But they're like the politics of respectability kind of hip hop. Like, we don't curse and we're like.
Sure. And I think that's his thing. But you can't actually take away the fact that back then, like, Will actually had abilities as a lyricist. Like, that storytelling rap style, he was actually pretty good at. And Jazzy Jeff is actually a really good DJ. Like, I think we look back and we're like, man, y'all are corny.
Yeah.
And kind of just, we look.
I mean, I owned Will 2K. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I'm just saying that culturally, when you look back, there's a lot of people who are releasing the greatest albums of all time in their genres, and they're giving it instead to.
And also, when you look at the winners, 11 of the 84 winners last night were women. Only 11 of the 84 were women.
Right.
And then the head of the Recording Academy had some real boneheaded shit to say after the awards, because they're talking about, oh, what do we do about women in the recording industry? He said, I think it has to, and this is a quote, I think it has to begin with women who have the creativity in their hearts and their souls, who want to be musicians, who want to be engineers, who want to be producers, who want to be part of the industry on an executive level, to step up, because I think they would be welcome.
So it's a matter of women not.
They don't want it. That's
why. They don't
why.
Want it hard enough.
Oh, they're not trying to, you know, fucking navigate a fucking, like, misogynistic system of the recording industry.
How do you step up when you're being stepped on?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, get up from down there.
And I guess that just shows you how tone deaf the Grammys are in general. Like,
oh, for sure.
That's the guy running point. And he's like, you know, I think women, I guess they just don't want it.
I don't even see them around.
Yeah.
They definitely have a, so, I mean, I think they tried to dodge a bullet by shutting Ed Sheeran out of some of the key categories because they knew that he would have won, basically, if they had just given him as an option to the Recording Academy. But, you know, they still have a problem and they probably need to replace that dude with, like, do what the Oscars just did, where they realized that, oh, shit, all of our awards are going to things that 80-year-old white men like, and nothing else is getting properly recognized. So and the other reason we're glad Jay-Z got shut out is because he needs to stop talking to our president about
that's
like black unemployment. I mean, come on, he needs
call
to
him a super bug.
Accept the things that the president is doing for the African-American community in this country.
Someone is going to hear this clip out of context for the first time and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I hope somebody's listening for the first time. So there was a back and forth where Trump was like, someone should tell Jay-Z that black unemployment is at its lowest. This is part of a long trend, like many of the things that Trump is taking credit for. This is part of a long trend that was started during the Obama administration. And, you know, he just hasn't been able to completely fuck up yet.
Well, and it's also part of Trump's long tradition of only clapping back at people of color who have an opinion about his work.
Exactly.
That's right. That is right.
I mean, because let's remember, Eminem literally ripped his butthole out lyrically, and we didn't hear shit.
Right.
But I guess that just shows you, because Trump only watched, he doesn't watch BET, so he didn't see the cipher. He watches CNN, and because he was on the Van Jones show, he was like, oh my God, somebody let this guy know.
Yeah.
And when Jay-Z was also talking about, like, you know, in terms of the stakes with employment in this country, it's that black unemployment is disproportionately higher to other ethnic groups. And that's the issue that we're trying to illuminate. It doesn't matter what historically where it's at.
Right.
It's like it's nearly
twice as high as white unemployment.
I think it's just
three times as high as Asian unemployment.
Yeah.
So also, I mean, Van Jones's question to Jay-Z in the first place was saying, shouldn't we give him credit for, you know, black unemployment being at the lowest rate? So, I mean, it was acknowledged. That had been stated. Jay-Z was making a more nuanced point, and then Trump clearly either hadn't seen it or just assumed that nobody would actually watch it, and so he came back.
I think Trump must have a secret account where he's just on black Twitter to just find out what black people – that's how he figures out who to clap back at.
Right. For the drag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay-Z was making a nuanced point, and Trump...
Trump just said, oh, this black man is talking spicy.
He does not like...
Let me get on my Twitter.
Being addressed by...
Yeah, ask Colin Kaepernick, ask Jamel Hill, ask April Ryan, ask anybody.
Every one of his public feuds.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang?
I know I do.
Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. So we wanted to start off with, there's been some Benghazi news over the weekend. We had mentioned that there were some assault and, you know, sexual misbehavior claims coming out about Steve Wynn at the end of last week. It's pretty dark, the stuff masseuses and, you know, beauty technicians that worked at his hotel who, like, it was such a known thing that getting an appointment with him, like, would make people physically ill, and they would, like, have to, like, go hide in closets because they knew what an appointment alone in Steve Wynn's office meant. It meant that you had to have sex with Steve Wynn. So, yeah, that's terrible, and it seems like it was just an ongoing, horrifying issue, and he is coming out and being like, this is preposterous. In typical, like, 80s movie villain style. He just looks like a bad guy. But, So some broader context is, you know, in the aftermath of the Weinstein revelations, there were a lot of calls for the Democrats to return money that was contributed by Weinstein and, you know, that he helped fundraise because he was involved somewhat in Democratic fundraising, right?
Yeah.
So now we have Steve Wynn, who it turns out is the, what is he, the head
the
of...
The finance chair.
The finance chair of the RNC. So, like, he's been connected
to... He's the party's
to,
money guy.
Right. He's been connected
give
to...
all the money back.
All of the money, yeah, that yeah. they've been raising.
But the crazy thing is there's... Dude, the GOP, it's been fucking really quiet on that side. Like, this is the problem with Democrats, too. Like, very quick to be like, okay, we're wrong. Let's get rid of it. We're done.
Right.
Blah, blah.
They did give that money back, right?
Yeah, they did. I mean,
and they don't give it back, by the way, to Weinstein.
No. They all just donate it to, right. to charities. And a few actual, I think, congressmen of the GOP have given the money back. But it's wild how there hasn't been this sweeping same kind of energy when it's their own.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, we got a clean house. It's just like, oh, fuck it.
Well,
just start mumbling to themselves.
The Republicans have never been about the moral high ground. They
no,
don't
no,
give a
of
fuck.
Of course. It's not surprising.
And now they don't have to. You can literally do anything under Trump's presidency, and we've become so accustomed to it. Like, even Benghazi, it's like, your press now for being, like, a creep or a sexual assaulting, you know, man is, like, what, one bad day?
Right.
It used to get dragged for months, and now there's just so much news that...
I mean... Seven people. This was on the show Love It or Leave It over the weekend. So somebody was pointing out, yeah, well, I don't think we can call it a reckoning because, like, seven people have lost their jobs. It's not like a whole, like, nationwide reckoning when only seven people have lost their jobs.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, that's such a small beginning.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I mean, it's the same thing with right. race relations. Like, when like, three black people got TV roles, all the white men were like, right. well, Hollywood is squeezing us yeah. out. I'm like, have you looked at billboards? Have you driven yeah. down Sunset Boulevard and just looked at the sheer amount of white people?
You're mad because the Wayans brothers got a show?
Right? Are they really taking a check from yeah. you?
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny too, because you can also see this sort of like this weird victimization attitude even with Larry Nassar last week, because there, like, a lot of conservative people were trying to come at the judge for like grandstanding.
Right.
Was like, dude, this dude is a fucking serial monster.
Right.
He got his.
Yeah.
And as well he should have. There's nothing, I mean, sure, maybe it might have been outside of the norm of what's traditionally done, but the fact that she let every single victim say something that they needed to be, that needed to be said, and then she told him how it was in his sentencing, that's not grandstanding, my man.
Right.
That's called that.
Now, I mean, it is a level of pettiness that I appreciate.
Right.
She definitely could have just given him the 175 years and moved on, but she was like, no, let me tell you about yourself. And you're ugly.
Right.
And like, she really went off on him.
The thing that I had heard was that this was unprecedented and like an overstepping of judicial, you know, precedent. But a lawyer actually tweeted us and was like, no, this isn't that uncommon, actually.
Right.
Like, judges do this all the time at sentencing. Like, that's kind of what the sentencing's for the judge to present their point of view on the behavior. And, you know, the fact that she made eye contact with him while, like, throwing his shitty letter to the side was kind of dope. And it's part of this broader thing where female anger has always, in male-dominated, like, patriarchal cultures, female anger terrifies men, and they don't know what to do with it, and they will make up illnesses.
Hysteria.
Yeah, they're suffering from hysteria. They need to go see a doctor to show them how to masturbate or whatever the fuck was happening in the early 20th century. Yeah, it's just a thing that people have a hard time dealing with.
And it's so clear because I think Larry Nassar in that letter literally said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Exactly.
Like, that's that whole shit embodies everything that's fucking wrong with this conversation.
Right.
So see you later.
Right.
Hope they don't put you in Gen Pop, my man.
Oh, my man. Ooh.
Yeah, did she put him in Gen Pop?
I doubt. I mean, that's a death sentence.
Right. That would just already be.
I mean, that would be peak petty, though. I would.
Guess where you're going? You're going to Sing Sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we broadcasting this live right now for all the criminals.
Yeah,
they know you coming.
Equally important to the Republican Party, Scott Baio, the one celebrity, in quotes, that Donald Trump could get to speak on his behalf at the Republican National Convention, he is also been swept into the Benghazi reckoning because Nicole Eggert, his co-star, the young woman who like played the girl who he was basically a father figure to in the show. He was like her nanny and, you know, parental person, even though he was like a hot 25-year-old dude, was, I think that's an accurate description of the premise of that show. It's like, he's handsome and cool, but he's also her parent figure. Cool. Well, how wacky. Turns out that he was having a sexual relationship with her. He claims that it started after she turned 18. She says it began when she was 14 and he was 25. And he has come out and claimed it was 100% lies and, you know,
he pulled out all kinds of documents
and said that this is something that had been alleged before, and he doesn't know why she continues to bring it up. But I don't know. It's, we'll just keep an eye on it, I guess. I tend to believe that she is telling the truth, and because why the fuck would she bring this up if it weren't true?
Of course. He's like, I don't know why she keeps bringing it up. Maybe because it's true, or
who knows?
She was 14. That's such a weird power dynamic.
Right.
Also, what's crazy is like in that Facebook Live, like his wife is like recording him.
Yo, that's
and,
mad
like,
weird.
You could hear her like off camera giving him directions and shit. Like,
oh, that's real
what a position
weird.
To be in.
She need that check though. She can't have his career messed up.
What career?
That's true. I don't know what Scott Baio does for money. Yeah. Anymore.
I mean, he won't get a Metamucil commercial in a couple of years.
No, I mean, he's mostly visible for being like a Fox News contributor, for being like guy in Hollywood who.
All right, Chachi.
He's like, social media is unkind to people like me, but I'm still out here. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. And Woody Allen, who we've kind of known about for a while, it now seems like there's just been a sea change in the way people are reacting to him. You know, as recently as months ago, Kate Winslet was saying that, you know, she thinks Woody Allen is a woman on the inside the way he directs people. And, you know, there.
Come on, Kate. Come what? On, Kate. Come
a
on,
woman,
Kate.
A woman, a girl.
Right. And then, but since then, like, she was at an awards show in the past couple of weeks and was talking about how horrible she felt about making those comments, and that she had worked with a certain person who has been alleged to have been involved in abuse. So I think a lot of this stems from a interview with CBS given by his stepdaughter. Dylan Farrow asks the pretty valid question. You know, people say that it's unlikely that he would commit this, but the argument that they make is that she was brainwashed by her mother in a divorce. And she's like, how far-fetched is that? That's a pretty convoluted story, that like there's brainwashing and
that's a story a man comes up with.
Right.
Like, no, she was brainwashed by right. a divorced mother. I don't know. Woody Allen's been getting kind of like an easy break when it comes to like all the Me Too stuff. I think that's because he's older and creepy. So people are like, yeah, you creepy.
Or maybe
shocked.
They feel like, well, we've already talked about Woody Allen or something, because like
right.
it all did come to light and then society just sort of chose to like ignore it. Because apparently he's just been making a movie every year for yep. however yeah. the last many years.
Yeah.
So he clearly hasn't stopped his output.
People just made their peace with the fact that he was a creepy sex crim years ago and been like, yeah, we let that guy make movies.
That's his brand.
Yeah, and I think Kate Winslet literally said something to the effect of like, I don't need to know everything and blah, 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 like sort of separating the art from the artist sort of thing.
Right. And now that's just not how things are working right. anymore.
Well, and that's then, just because yeah. his movies were still critically acclaimed. I right. feel like that was the same thing when Gabrielle Union came out to speak about Rape Park. Ooh, if that is a Floridian ooh. Slip.
Ooh.
Nate Parker. Ooh. That was not on purpose. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a brand. damn. So she came out and spoke about him, but she is a rape survivor. And
right.
like what she said about him was so vague, because I think she thought that like Birth of a Nation was going to be up for all these Oscars, and she kind of didn't want to ruin her own career. And at the end of the day, like.
So this was the director of Birth of a Nation. It was getting a lot of awards buzz, and the accusations against the director, right, kind of deaded the buzz a little bit.
Yeah.
And he had assaulted her. Or,
no.
She was
college.
Just a previous rape survivor.
Got it.
In like a very grisly, horrible situation. Like she was working at a Payless and was like raped at gunpoint. It was awful.
Jesus.
But yeah, but she had, I think in the same kind of vein of Kate, she didn't come out supporting Nate, but she also
no.
wasn't like damning him. Cause I feel like
right.
it is a weird position to be in as a woman if like Woody Allen's getting, you know, critically acclaimed for all these movies and stuff. And now,
well, that's
do?
Just the weird decision people have to make when they,
yeah.
they have to think about their careers or they want to have some integrity. And it's a very weird spot because that's inextricably tied to their like longevity as,
right?
a, as an
expensive.
Actor that you can't just be, you know, principled and
right.
still
yeah.
work that
right.
you even have to begin going like, oh, well, shit, what do I do? Like, I don't want to fuck this up. But, you know, also this is wrong. It's I think that's the kind of changes we're trying to make so people don't have
yeah.
to be in a position like
right.
that anymore.
So his past two projects, he made a miniseries / like streaming service TV show for Amazon and is now making a movie with Amazon Studios. Interestingly enough, he was lured to Amazon Studios by the guy who was heading Amazon Studios, who had to step down because of being a sex crimp.
Creep squad.
Yeah, creep squad. So that might not be lasting too much longer. He's currently working on a project called A Rainy Day in New York, which, as our writer J.M. McNabb points out, is there like an online Woody Allen title generator that he's just using at this point? Because A Rainy Day in New York is like, that's a fake Woody Allen movie title.
It
that's
is.
So just lazy. So people are wondering if that's even going to get released.
Yeah. I mean, I think contractually they said they'll have to, but it doesn't mean they have to put any money behind it. They could just let it die on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So yeah, it seems like things are finally happening to him. People have been wondering what was going to happen with him. And I guess just to be clear, and we have actually gotten some comments from people who have pointed out that you know, this specific accusation against Woody Allen was investigated by the police. They didn't bring charges. You know, we know how police investigations can sometimes benefit the accused, but there was a full police investigation and he was not convicted of anything. But he's also, you know, somebody who dated and then married his daughter. Right. His adopted daughter.
And then other people say there's no, you know, this is the only allegation against him. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Right.
People will bring their own conclusions to it.
Yeah. So what if you dated your daughter?
Right.
You know.
He married her.
You know
so
how you
he
do.
Made an honest woman.
As you
her.
Do.
Right.
He did. He put right. a ring on his daughter.
Oh, Jesus.
Did he walk her down the aisle and didn't get into so the position? He walked her
really
down and then he
question.
Hopped over and got in the groomsman position.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. So I expected that we would be talking almost this whole episode about illegal immigration. It seems like, you know, the Trump plan has come out. We just watched Sarah Huckabee Sanders' press conference for today, and nobody was really talking about the White House sort of immigration plan, which I think is maybe just a reflection of the fact that nobody's taking it that seriously because it's so conservative. But so we're going to talk about immigration later this week, rest assured. We wanted to just kind of talk briefly about President Trump's interview with Piers Morgan, because it is wildly entertaining, just because you can kind of look at both sides and laugh. They're just
fucking Piers Morgan
crazy
fucking trash.
Okay, that was our coverage.
That's
of
it.
That.
Go do one.
So some of the best moments, they talked about gun control. Piers Morgan, this was the closest Piers Morgan came to holding his feet to the fire. He was like, why has nothing been done to stop somebody from doing what happened in Las Vegas again? And Trump was like, we do have gun control laws, but this is a sick person. And Piers Morgan's like, yeah, but he was able to legally buy 55 guns. And Trump was like, yeah, but the point is he would have had 55 bombs. He would have had 55 of something else if it weren't for if there was gun control.
55 which,
good thing we got that bomb control.
Right. I mean, this is actually a mainstream gun rights argument that, well, bad people are bad people and nothing's going to stop them. But as I've talked about on this podcast before and just everywhere, anywhere that people will let me speak out loud, I love talking about the British coal gas study, which found that when you take away the easy way for people to kill themselves, in this case, the people sticking their head in the oven, which used to be like the most popular way for people to kill themselves in England, they went to non-lethal gas just because it was more efficient, not because they were trying to save anybody's lives. Once the gas could no longer kill you, the suicide rate dropped by like a third, by however many suicides coal gas had made up before. So the idea is that, you know, because that people make really rash decisions and it's all about accessibility. And, you know, there's a reason that, you know, there aren't tons of mass bombings in America. There are lots of mass shootings.
Yeah.
It's hard to
make
build a bomb. And also, I mean, there are legal protections to keep you from, you know, if they see that you've gone to the grocery store and bought all the ingredients for a bomb, you know, that will draw their attention. You're not supposed to be able to do that. The thing that bombs don't have is a BRA, as super producer
it would actually
Nick
be
Stumpf.
NBA.
The National Bomb Association. Right.
I'm just so sick of this argument, but goddamn, I have to admire the strength of the NRA. That is some real power. Well, when just thousands of people can be shot all the time in America and no one can do anything about you because you have everybody in your pocket. The NRA is God.
Right. They have a lot of friends. Some might be Russian, too. There's that investigation happening, too, because they're like, y'all spent a lot of money that last cycle. Where is it coming from?
Wait, what is it?
There was a story that came out last week that was talking about how there's a really close tie to the NRA and, like, certain Russian people. And there's one guy who has, like, a record of, like, laundering money for the Russians, had a relationship with the NRA, and they're trying to say, like, the amount that they spent the last election cycle was, like, much higher than they've ever spent before.
Oh, the NRA?
Yeah. And they're looking into kind of like some of the accounting to see what's going on.
See if maybe they got some of that money from.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that was a story. We'll probably look into that later.
It's just way too easy to kill people with guns. I think that if you're a fucked up person and you want to kill a bunch of people, like you should at least have to work for it.
Right.
Like you should have to stab everybody. Right. Like, be on foot.
Right.
It's fun. That's like, remember that old Chris Rock bit? He's like, look, if you made a bullet cost $5,000,
right.
You would have to fucking think. You like, right. I would shoot you. But I got to wait for my next paycheck.
Like, right.
Whatever.
Worth
you have
it?
Some time. Yeah,
are you worth it?
So,
yeah.
But that whole interview was filled with fascinating things.
One of the more popular items from that was Piers Morgan. You know, he was talking to Trump about how much he respects women. And, you know, they were so deep into how much Trump respects women that Piers had to just ask the question we've all been wondering. President Trump, do you identify as a feminist? Are you, in fact, a feminist? And the president said, no, I wouldn't say I'm a feminist, which I think everybody just, yeah. I'm shocked that the people working behind the camera could keep themselves from gasping aloud when he said that. He said, I think that would be maybe going too far. I'm for women. I'm for men. I'm for everyone. I think people have to go out. They have to go out and really do it. And they have to win. And women are doing great. And I'm happy about that.
Oh, so he's all about, you know, equality for everybody?
Right.
Do you guys remember a little song from Beyonce called Flawless?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let me just play a section. You know, I don't know if you remember.
Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
So if you believe in the equality, if you're for everybody, That would make you a feminist, too, if you're truly about equality for everyone, right?
Look, I appreciate Trump not lying. We know his ass ain't no damn feminist. You out here talking about grabbing bitches by the pussy and whatnot. Just... like, don't even lie. I appreciate that Trump didn't lie in this moment. He was like, y'all know I'm not a feminist. But, I'm assaulting women. What do you mean?
But what he's saying is that he has this, like, weird Fox News definition of feminism. You know what I mean? Like, because what he's saying is like, well, I don't know. It's like, I'm for women. I'm for men. I'm for everyone. I don't think he understands
what feminism
sort of generally
is.
He's means feminazis or whatever people try and attack like
misandry.
Feminist thought is. Yeah, exactly. Of being like, that's what he believes feminism. And that's why he's like, oh, well, that's not me.
Right.
And not that he even believes in equality for everyone, but he betrays himself in like how he even follows that answer up. Anyway, right. And I'm not surprised. I don't even know why I'm getting so fired up because there was bigger issues with that interview I had than that.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about what your biggest issue was?
Okay, let me tell you guys something. So I'm a huge fan of Arsenal Football Club in North London. You know, there's only one team in London, as we all know, and people can tweet me all they want. But let's be real. Piers Morgan is the worst example of an Arsenal supporter. He is a lifelong supporter, okay? He gave this dude a jersey with his name on it, with a 4-5 on the back. Also, Barron Trump has been seen wearing an Arsenal kit. That's a whole other thing. You know, he's a child. He's figuring it out. But he basically was like... It was just crazy. They had this exchange where he was like, are you an Arsenal fan? And Trump's like, no, not particularly, no. And then he's like, Piers Morgan says, don't kill the dream, Mr. President. I can't take this xenophobic psychopath Piers Morgan. He's already like a very problematic guy. I just got triggered because he's bringing my club into it. We have one of the most diverse supporters, like the kinds of variety of supporters of the club. It's great. And we're not xenophobic. We're all inclusive. And to bring this man in the conversation is very upsetting. And that's my rant. I have to go.
There was a great moment where he asked him about something less important than what you're talking about, Miles, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Climate change.
I don't believe
that. And he said, do you believe in climate change? Do you believe it exists? And Trump said, there's a cooling. There is a heating. And I mean, look, it used to not be climate change. It used to be global warming. Which I guess he's just talking about the name change, the rebranding. He says that wasn't working too well because it was getting too cold all over the place. The ice caps were going to melt. They were going to be gone by now. And now they're setting records. So, okay, they're at a record level.
What?
There were so many things happening, Piers. I tell you what I believe in. I believe in clean air. I believe in crystal clear, beautiful water. I believe in just having good cleanliness.
Oh, yeah. That's why you gutted the EPA?
It's just why he's a fucking germphobe. Yeah. That's also why I will not shake your hand, Piers. He also had a paper cover over his water glass the whole time because he doesn't like dirt.
Trump should swim open mouth in the Hudson River. That should be his punishment.
Right.
Rather than jail, I would love to see
him. He believes in cleanliness, but he eats at McDonald's.
I want him to beer bong 40 ounces of Hudson River water.
Bruh, if Trump has shown us nothing, it's that we should all strive for more in life. Like, I used to think that qualifications were a necessity, and now I know they're a mere obstacle in front of me. Like, so what? I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
That doesn't mean I can't still do it.
Right.
Like, this response is the stupidest shit I ever fucking heard in my life. The grass. I like clean grass.
Arctic sea ice has set repeated lows, but notice he didn't say that they were setting records in either direction. He just said
records.
The ice is setting records. So
yeah,
they're at a record level.
The worst ever.
Right.
Anyway, cool.
There's also apparently some records in terms of how far spread the ice is, and it's at like records in terms of being spread the furthest, but that's because of increased winds from global warming and because the ice is like breaking apart and melting. Very interesting interview, the hard-hitting interview we've all been waiting for. And finally, President Trump has always had sort of an investment in different celebrity couples. He was really anti Robert Pattinson and
Kristen Stewart.
He was like, she's going to cheat on you again, bro. Like, it seemed like
it was so weird.
Seemed like he was so legit weird. Losing sleep over their relationship. Like, he cared so much. He spent so much of his time telling him to break up with her. He is shipping Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. He's all about their relationship. And Piers Morgan was like, Are you invited to the wedding? He was like, no, not that I know of. Like, it hadn't occurred to him before that. Yeah. And he said, would you like to go? And Trump was like, I want them to be happy. I really want them to be happy. They look like a lovely couple. And Piers was like, Meghan Markle did say you were a divisive misogynist. And President Trump said, well, I still hope they're happy.
Damn. Does he know that she's a woman of color?
I don't think so.
She's very light-skinned. Yeah, he probably doesn't know that she's black.
Right. I'm telling you, because if...
Because if he knew she was black, he'd be...
Or he ships them so fucking hard.
Right.
He can't even... that. Even his like trigger of having people come at him, like he bypassed that to be like, no, I still wish them the best.
But right. Then again, I actually don't think that Donald Trump has like a problem with black women. I feel like... I mean, other than like oppressing black people as a whole, like... But you know, Omarosa is like his best little friend. Yeah, but he kept her black ass around.
Well, I think that's the same thing that Lindsey Graham said. If you are nice to him, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's easily triggered by black people talking spicy than white people talking spicy.
Absolutely.
Right. At the end of the day, hey, when you have an ego like that, you just got to massage it, baby.
I also think that Piers Morgan is so petty for this setup.
I know.
Like, he ropes him in, like, oh, are you happy for them? And he was like, oh, well, Meghan Markle said you ain't shit.
Now what you think? Huh? Oh, no, I still think they're happy. He was probably like, fuck.
Yeah.
He's going to try and get some real spice out of this, man.
Definitely hurt him. All right, Lacey, it's been a pleasure, as always, having you. Where can people find you, follow you? What are you up to?
Ooh, so you can follow me on Instagram at DivaLaci.
Yes, and watch those stories.
Yeah, or my comedy page, Diva Rants, where I do ratchet things to please you. That's all I do. I also have a show called Trap Prov that happens once a month at UCB Franklin. If you are in L.A., the next one's February 24th. It's Black History Month, so we're just going to be real ghetto. It's going to be a hot-ass mess. Or at UCB Herald Night, I'm Leroy.
Yeah. Miles, where can people find you?
If you want to find me and follow me, go on Twitter and Instagram and search at Miles of Gray.
Good content.
You can follow me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. You can follow us at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We're at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We have a Facebook fan page. Just search the name of the show, Daily Zeitgeist. And we have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the sources that we used for the stuff we talked about today. That's going to do it. Miles, do you have a song recommendation for the day?
Yeah, I mean, look, we already talked about Beyonce, you know, and she got snubbed. So let's just play Flawless again. You know, it's just a good song. It's just a really good song.
And that's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. Talk to you then.
Smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful, otherwise you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I'm expected to aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. Now, marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, round, round in it. Blossom on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say.
Skeleton Crew, 4 stars. A perfect score the challenger Girls Time receives. 3 stars. Skeleton Crew, champions once again. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.